Raise your hand if the biggest reason you haven't actually changed the way that you eat is because you're afraid you're going to have to give up all the food you love forever. But what if I told you that's not actually true? And what if I told you that the whole point of healing your body from the inside out, the very thing that I talk about over and over and over again on this podcast, is to get you to a place where you actually feel free, truly free. Free to indulge if and when you really want to, but not beholden to food addictions. Free to enjoy the best of everything life has to offer without going back into that shame spiral. Free to look and feel your absolute best all the time and to actually trust the signals your body is giving you. Free to think about something other than food all the time. Because it occurred to me recently that as much time as I spend on this podcast talking about the problem and also the solution, I don't actually spend a lot of time talking about what it actually looks like to finally be free. What it actually looks like day to day to know that your body has been healed, that you've reversed your insulin resistance and you've balanced your hormones and you've restored your gut health and that your metabolism is actually working the way that it should. And maybe if I talked about it more, taking the steps to get to that point wouldn't feel quite so scary. So today, let's talk about it. Welcome to the Feel Better, Live Free podcast brought to you by Thinlicious. I'm your host, Ruth Sukup, and here we'll talk about everything from the science of weight loss to practical tips for making your health a priority in the midst of a busy life. It's a little bit nerdy, a little bit funny, and a little bit revolutionary. So buckle up, friend, because it's about to get real. Hey there, and welcome back to the Feel Better, Live Free podcast. For those of you who don't know me, my name is Ruth Sukup, and I am the founder of Thinlicious and the creator of the Thin Adapted System, as well as the New York Times bestselling author of 7 books. And if this is your first time listening, you should also know that I am a 46-year-old woman who struggled for a very long time to lose weight and get healthy. It was literally a battle that I fought for years, trying one diet after another, sometimes losing a few pounds, then always gaining it right back. And basically, the only thing I didn't try was Ozempic, but that's only because it wasn't even a thing back then. But believe me, had it been around, I probably would have been first in line. Because honestly, I was so desperate to fix that piece of my life. And if you're listening to this podcast because you too are struggling with this, then you probably understand exactly what I'm talking about, right? How not feeling good about your body and the way that you look and the way that you feel, it just starts to impact everything else in your life, your confidence, your relationships, the things that you're willing to say yes to. It permeates everything. And we don't always talk about it. In fact, we usually don't. It's this silent battle that we're fighting all by ourselves, and it feels so lonely. We have no idea just how many other women out there are feeling the exact same way. And for me, it wasn't until I decided to take a totally different approach that things finally turned around. The biggest thing was that I stopped finally looking for a quick fix, right? Just another crash diet. And instead, I decided to do some real research into the science of weight loss and really into why we gain weight in the first place. And honestly, what I discovered shocked me because it's so different from everything else that we've ever been told about what's healthy and what's not healthy and what makes us lose weight and what makes us gain. Our whole lives, we've been told things like eat less and exercise more and that weight loss is just calories in and calories out, but that's not true. It's not even a little bit true, especially for women and especially for women over 40. Because as it turns out, the thing that regulates our weight isn't calories, it's hormones. And so as I started to change the way that I eat in a way that restored balance to my hormones and started to reverse insulin resistance and healed my gut, the weight just started to come off without dieting, without drugs, and without making myself miserable. I lost 40 pounds in 6 months. And for the first time ever in my entire life, I didn't just gain it all back. I have easily maintained that weight loss for years now. And let me tell you, friend, after struggling with this for so long, for so many years, it felt and it still does feel like freedom. And honestly, it's why I'm so freaking passionate about this work. It's why I started Thinlicious and this podcast, because I can't help but want to share it and to help other women find that same freedom. Because I know how many women still don't feel free. But I also know how many women are afraid to actually get started. Because if you've been listening to this podcast for any amount of time, or if you've watched my free training, you've probably got at least some semblance of an idea of what our program looks like and what we advocate for. After all, it's not really a secret because I talk about it all the time, right? I tell you to cut out sugar and processed carbohydrates and to focus primarily on whole foods and healthy fat and nutrient-dense protein. And if you're in our TAS program, you might already know that our program actually works in phases and that each phase is a little bit different. In phase zero, what I call the preparation phase, it's when you're just getting ready to begin changing the way that you eat, right? So you're mentally preparing to make the change and just physically stocking your pantry with the right foods and planning your meals and doing all the things so that you're ready to hit the ground running on day one. And this is a pretty short phase for most people, usually anywhere from a week to 10 days, but it's really important because it helps to set you up for success. And the next phase is phase one, what we call the acclimate phase. And in phase one, your whole goal is to retrain your metabolism, to get your body into a state of burning fat that we call being thin adapted, hence the name of our program, the Thin Adapted System. And so in order to do that, to actually flip the switch on your metabolism, you have to keep your daily carbohydrates super low, and then you have to keep the percentage of fat that you are eating super high. Basically, like 70 to 80% of your total daily calories will come from fat during phase one. And that's a lot, way more than people are used to. And don't get it wrong, it's actually delicious because, let's face it, fat is pretty delicious, but it's still a big switch. And this part of our program is probably the closest to, I guess, what would traditionally be considered a ketogenic style diet, which is why sometimes people make the mistake of thinking that our program is just keto with a different name, but it's not, because we don't actually want you to stay in phase one for very long, really only 4 to 6 weeks. The whole point of phase one, like I said, it's just to flip the switch on your metabolism. And then you need to move on to phase two, because phase two, what we call the ignite phase, is where your body actually starts to burn fat now that your metabolism is starting to work again. And in phase two, your priority shifts from getting enough fat to getting enough nutrient-dense protein. And we start incorporating other elements into the program at this point, things like intermittent fasting and something that we call PFDs, which stands for protein fast days, and more strength training and fat-burning exercise. And it's actually important to not try to incorporate all these additional things too soon or too fast, because your body actually needs time to adjust to one thing at a time. But how long you end up staying in phase two really depends on how much total weight you have to lose. In phase one, most people lose somewhere between, I would say, 8 and 15 pounds on average. But in phase two, on average, you'll lose between 1 and 2 pounds a week. So if you have 50 pounds to lose, you can expect to be in phase two for about 40 weeks or about 9 months, right? And obviously, everybody is different. So it could happen a little faster or it could happen a little slower, but at least that gives you sort of an idea of how long it takes. But what happens after that then, right? After you've actually reached your weight loss goal and lost as much weight as you want to lose? Well, that's where phase three comes in, what we call the maintenance phase. And this is where you've actually healed your body and you've achieved something that we call metabolic flexibility, which really just means that you're no longer insulin resistant, your hormones are balanced, and your metabolism is actually working the way it's supposed to. And that's really the phase that I want to talk about more today. What this phase, phase three, actually looks like for me on a day-to-day basis, because I've been in phase three for a long time now. And I'll be honest, I love this phase, right? I love it so much. And I feel like if more people knew how good life really is when you get to this point, you'd be so much more excited about taking those first scary steps. Because the way that I live and I eat now is not a diet. And I don't want you to think of it that way either, right? I don't want you to think, oh my gosh, I'm going to have to be on a diet for the rest of my life if I want to be successful. That's just not true. First of all, you're not really dieting in any phase of our program because a diet by definition means restricting the amount of food that you eat and the number of calories that you are eating. And we don't do that. There's no calorie counting ever, even in phase one. If you're hungry, you can and should eat, and we encourage you to. You just need to eat the right things, but you can eat as much as you like. But once you've made it to phase three, a few things are different. First, you've actually achieved your weight loss goal, right? So you're no longer actually trying to shed pounds. And in my case, 40 pounds was my original goal, which took me about 6 months. But in the years since then, even being on phase three and not really actively trying to lose weight, my weight has slowly creeped down a few more pounds so that my total weight loss now is right around 50 pounds. And even just saying that out loud feels so crazy to me because it's so opposite of my experience with anything else I ever tried to do to lose weight, right? Because I would always gain the weight back, right? As soon as I went back to eating normally. But that's not what happened this time. I know that my weight is stable. I feel totally confident about the fact that my weight is totally stable and that my weight loss is permanent. I'm not even worried about it. But that's also, I think, because what's normal for me has changed a lot, right? I have a new normal. Because I'll be honest with you, what used to be normal for me was a lot of crap, right? First of all, I was a vegetarian/pescatarian for 28 years. So I didn't eat meat and I ate a lot of carbohydrates, things like bread and pasta and rice and potato chips and quinoa and granola and cereal and Kind bars and popcorn and bagels, right? I ate lots of beans because they were supposedly high in fiber and protein. I loved green smoothies and I would make them almost every day thinking that they were super healthy when they were actually packed full of sugar. I loved yogurt and I would eat that almost every day, again, thinking it was super healthy when, again, it was actually packed full of so much sugar. And I ate a ton of soy and fake meat products, things like veggie burgers, Beyond burgers, black bean burgers, those fake chicken nuggets, again, always thinking that they were healthy. And if you would have asked me back then, do you eat a lot of processed food? I probably would have said no, because I didn't even realize how much of what I was eating was actually processed. I mean, yes, I love Doritos and those jalapeno potato chips. Those were totally my vice. But for the most part, I would have rated my diet as a whole as very healthy, which is why it also didn't make sense to me that I was struggling so much. But now, obviously, after all of the research that I've done and everything that I've learned, I have a totally different understanding of the kinds of foods that are actually healthy and what will actually nourish my body. And it's almost like once you've seen the light, you can't unsee it. I can't walk down the cereal aisle of the grocery store without, in my mind, seeing those giant Mr. Yuck stickers everywhere. Do you remember those? Like from when you were a kid, they were on, your parents would put them on all the cleaning supplies and everything. But that's literally what it is to me now, poison. I could eat it, right? Nobody's stopping me from eating it, but why would I want to? Why would I want to put that in my body? And so my new normal of what I eat day to day is all the foods that I've come to love for the way that they nourish my body. I eat lots of red meat and chicken and sometimes pork and fish, although I don't enjoy pork and fish as much as I enjoy steak or chicken, I'll be honest. I still eat yogurt, but now I buy the unsweetened kind and I mix it with almond butter or peanut butter and drizzle a little bit of raw honey on top for sweetness. I don't actually count carbs or even really pay attention to how many carbohydrates I'm eating. But my guess is that if I did, my carbs on a daily basis would be a lot lower than most people, maybe anywhere from 50 grams to 150 grams of carbs a day that I'm eating, instead of the 350 to 500 range that most people eat on average in the standard American diet. And now I just pay a lot more attention to the type of food that I'm eating, right? I make sure that I'm getting enough protein and healthy fat and that I'm eating lots of probiotic-rich foods that are good for my gut health rather than worrying too much about carbohydrates. Almost all of the food that I cook and that we eat in our home is what I would call thinlicious friendly, right? Because that's the food that we actually like to eat. My whole family likes it and actually wants to eat that way. That's the food that my kids request. That said, I will occasionally make things like jasmine rice or mashed potatoes to go along with whatever we're eating. And as far as bread goes, one thing that I did add in this year that I've actually been loving so much is real fermented sourdough. I don't make it myself, although I've seen people on Instagram making it themselves and I've thought, oh, that would be fun. But I do order it from a place that it's called Wild Grain. I order it online and it's just real fermented sourdough. The fermentation is actually really good for your gut health, and the fact that the fermentation process breaks down the gluten is really good for you as well. So it doesn't have as much gluten as normal bread either. So if we're at home and I'm eating bread, that's usually what I'm eating, right? If I'm eating bread, that's what it is. But it's so good. It's so good. And if my kids really want pasta for dinner, I'll make that too. And yes, I do actually eat it. But what's funny to me is that now my kids almost never ask for pasta anymore, and they used to want it all the time. Honestly, I think they've maybe asked for it once in the last year. If they request something, it's almost always one of my Thinlicious recipes. Their all-time favorites are things like the Parmesan pork chops and the pesto chicken, buffalo chicken casserole. And then lately, they've been really into bowls. If you follow me on Instagram, you've probably seen some of them. Things like Greek chicken bowl or the beef banh mi bowl or the egg roll in a bowl. Like they're so into bowls. I blame Kava. And I think that this is important to clarify too, right? I have two teenage girls, and I do not want them to have weird relationships with food. So I do not restrict their eating in any way. I want them to just have a healthy relationship with food and to eat when they're hungry and not eat when they're not hungry. And they're teenagers, right? They still eat crap sometimes. But the food that they ask for now is all really healthy. The food that they ask me to cook, it's healthy, it's high in protein and healthy fat, and typically pretty low in carbs. It's almost like their preferences have changed without even realizing it. And at this point in my health journey, I don't really feel like there's anything that I can't enjoy or I can't have. Right? I don't walk around thinking, oh, I can't have that or I don't eat that. It just isn't my state of mind. I eat lots of things, right? I just don't typically eat those things that are like bad foods, right? I don't even like to label foods, good foods or bad foods, but I just don't typically eat them every day. But if we go out to eat, sometimes I'll order a steak with vegetables on the side, or sometimes I'll order a burger with a bun. Right? And if we happen to stumble upon a place that serves homemade pie, you better believe I am going to order pie every single time. I love pie. Because to me, that's what freedom is, right? It's eating food that you love pretty much all of the time, being able to enjoy something when you want it, but not feeling controlled by it. And not only that, I think the thing that's craziest to me is that I honestly am not really thinking about food most of the time when it used to take up such a huge part of my day. Before, I was always hungry, right? Even after I ate, I never felt full. I never felt satisfied. I would always be thinking about what I was going to eat next. And now food is more often than not just sort of an afterthought for me. In fact, sometimes I have to force myself to eat more because I actually don't want to lose any more weight. But lots of days, I'll go almost the whole day before realizing that I haven't even eaten yet. And so I guess I sort of do intermittent fasting by accident because I'm not purposefully watching the clock or trying to fast for a certain amount of time. I just eat when I'm hungry and I stop when I'm full, which is so different than I used to be. And I guess that's why I love this so much, because I really do feel completely free. But not only that, I'm just so much healthier overall than I used to be. And I think that's a really big deal too. Because when your gut is healthy and your metabolism is functioning the way that it's supposed to, you just feel better. I don't have inflammation or swelling or indigestion or heartburn anymore. My joints don't hurt. I don't get headaches like I used to, except on those occasions when I drink too much wine and it's totally self-inflicted, but that doesn't really count, right? I've got more than enough energy to make it through the whole workday, even if I get up at 4 a.m., and I still have plenty of energy left at the end of the day to cook dinner for my family. And I didn't used to, right? That's totally different for me because I used to be completely wiped out by 2 p.m. I also used to get sick all the time, but now I almost never get sick. I think the last time The last 3 years, I've maybe been sick one time, and that was only for a day. And I am definitely not a germaphobe, right? I'm not like avoiding people who are sick. It's just my immune system is super solid. I know it is, and it's awesome. And at this point, I don't even know what else to say, except that I hope that you understand that everything that I just described, right? Living a life where you're not controlled by food all the time, where you get to eat delicious food and eat what you want when you want it and not ever have to worry about your weight again. Everything that I just described, right? It's 100% possible for you too. Does it take some effort to get there? Yes. You have to learn a new way of eating and living and even thinking about food, right? You have to establish new habits and you have to unlearn a lot of bullshit about what we've been told about what's healthy and what's not and what's good for your body and what's going to nourish your body. And changing your lifestyle will take some commitment, right? It's going to take some time to actually change those habits. You have to be committed to it. But man, oh man, is it worth it? Because after struggling with this part of my life for so long, I can honestly tell you that the freedom that I have now, it feels amazing. I feel so grateful every single day that I have finally figured out a solution that works. And I want you to know that this is a solution, right? A real and permanent solution that will work for you too. I have seen it work. I am seeing it work with the women in our program every single day. We have a 92% success rate, which is insane, right? But it's because it's not a diet. It's because it's not misery. It's because you're actually healing your body. And that's what's possible for you too. Okay, friends, that is actually everything that I have for you today. But if for some reason you haven't checked out my free training yet and you want to know more about how to actually get started with this way of life so that you too can spend the rest of your life in phase three, then go check it out right now. You can find it at thinlicious.com/happy. Once again, that's thinlicious.com/happy. And then I'll see you back here for another episode very soon.